Who's best positioned to challenge the Cubs in the National League Central this year? Our 2018 NL predictions at the bottom of the hour. 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
And men on the corners. Cubs making a late charge here today.
Yeah, all of a sudden you got a ball game, a 3-2 game. That's pretty impressive right there, taking that fastball from the sidearm or inside and driving it to the opposite field.
Sorry, Alex, I am not sorry. Welcome
you
in.
You should be.
The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, 405-1600 on the AM dial, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Great show for you today. Cancel the season. The Cubs dropped their final spring training contest today to the Red Sox, 4-2. If you're a diehard baseball fan, you'll recognize the NESN broadcast crew there, especially color man Jerry Remy, the former second baseman for the Red Sox. 4-2. That was Chris Jimenez, by the way, with the RBI hit. Chris Jimenez, soon to be of the Iowa Cubs, as Victor Caratini has beaten him out for the backup job. The roster is starting to solidify. We're going to be talking a little baseball today in the bottom of the hour. Our 2018 National League predictions. We're going to break this up, do the NL today. We're going to do the AL tomorrow, but we're also going to have Jesse Rogers from ESPN Chicago on with us. So I didn't want to go too heavy on the Cubs in the National League tomorrow. Great show for you today. Akram Wadley, former Iowa running back, will be with us in hour number two. Akram went through pro day yesterday in Iowa City, as did a number of his former teammates. And Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports is going to be with us in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. Speaking of pro days, it was Iowa State's turn to put on a show for the scouts in Ames. I got some numbers on Alan Lazard, Joel Lanning, and the like. Lanning working out at fullback today. The Raiders reportedly among the teams taking a look at him. So Alex will give us a little bit of insight into what went on in Ames today. Some more impressive numbers. Every time I look at these pro day numbers from Iowa State, UNI, Iowa, Darius Fountain. We talked about the great night that he had on Sunday, the great afternoon. I'm seeing all these. It would have been tops at the combine, or top two, top three. Is there slightly less pressure during a pro day on campus where you're more familiar with your surroundings than going to Indianapolis? I don't know. Maybe just a trend that I've noticed. We're going to continue talking football today, though, because a couple Iowa assistants met with members of the media. Reese Morgan and Seth Wallace kicked things off for Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes as they continue to count down the days until April 20th, the spring game this year under the lights at Kinnick Stadium. Speaking of April 20th, I know for a fact that that's also a home game for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, because we were talking about the Colonel's schedule, and Friday nights are going to be the Z102.9 Mug Club night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. I think that's Royce Lewis bobblehead night, too. So if you want to put that on your calendar, maybe you can make a night of it. Maybe you can take in the Colonel's game for a couple innings and then head down to Iowa City. Yeah, 6:35 first pitch at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and then head down to Iowa City for the spring game. Why not? Speaking of the Colonels, they're going to be hosting Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Saturday, June 9th. And we've got tickets for you. They went on sale yesterday at 10 a.m. Ticket sales, as I understand it, have been brisk. We've got a chance for you to win a pair. And we'll do that for you before 7 o'clock tonight. Plenty more to get to today. We've got a poll question available for you at KGYMradio.com. It has to do with the fact that the NFL has now redefined the catch rule. And interesting, you look back, it would have changed the outcome of several rather high-profile plays. People have been complaining about the NFL not knowing what a catch is and saying that's one of the reasons it's been difficult to watch the game the last couple years. Is this going to make a difference? Is it going to make the game better? Yes or no? Our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. I'm thinking I may take a lunch to Emil's on Thursday. The Cubs play the Marlins in Miami. I think it's a 12:10 first pitch. It's an early first pitch, and I want to see whether Marlins man is going to be behind home plate or not. We'll have a story for you tonight. People love or hate Marlins man. I think most of you out there in the listening audience in Eastern Iowa who know who he is probably don't like him. But Marlins man is feuding with Derek Jeter.
Why do people not like Marlins man?
He's kind of an attention whore.
Well, yeah, but does Marlins man actually go to Marlins games?
Yes, he. Well,
I've never actually seen
he
Marlins
may or
man
may not this year.
We're at
gonna,
a Marlins game.
We're going to get to that coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. We'll take your phone calls as well. 319-366-1600. That doubles as the Hertin and Stocker text line. Hertin and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. You can find him on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. We'll read your texts as they come in today. As we mentioned, lots of news to get to. Louisville has a new basketball coach in Chris Mack, finally leaving Xavier after, what, a 7-9 year run, something like that. And Tubby Smith has landed on his feet at High Point, which is his alma mater. I believe they are in the Big South Conference.
Yes, they are.
Radford had the auto bid out of the Big South this year. And we'll talk plenty of college basketball today as well, because there was a great story. Pat Forty at Yahoo Sports wrote how you and I almost derailed Loyola's magical season and uses that game. You and I, you may remember, took Loyola down to the final minutes in St. Louis at the conference tournament, uses that game as a discussion point on mid-major teams and how they fit in to the NCAA tournament selection process and whether or not they get a fair shake. It was a great article. I'm going to see if I can go ahead and get the link out to everybody who follows me on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp on Twitter. You can dig through my mentions. I also tweeted out a picture earlier today of a 1988 Topps baseball card of former Cubs pitcher Jay Baller. That's what you...
No, that's not his real name.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big... name's Baller?
Yeah, and he was a big baller back in the day.
Well, he's actually a baller, so does that make him more of a big baller
than... I'm just going to... You know what? You can Google that or go to my Twitter timeline and look. You will be surprised at what you see on the 1988 Topps card. I have thousands of autographed baseball cards at home. That's how sad my life is. One of my holy grail cards is a 1988. I want the 1988 Cubs Jay Baller card signed. You can see it on my Twitter.
What is Jay Baller doing these days?
Well, in 2007, he was doing illegal drugs and got arrested for it, which, again, if you take a look at the picture on his 1988 baseball card, that just sort of screams a white powdery substance to me, but what do I know? 4:13, we mentioned we got a great show for you today. Not a whole lot of Hawkeye football news coming out of Iowa City. Reese Morgan talking a little bit about the mix on the defensive line. Sounds like there's going to be some new names there that we maybe see coming, into play.
And there might be a sophomore who's listed as the number two defensive end, and nobody panic, please, because it's not a problem. We didn't get to that last week.
No, but you're talking about A.J. Epinesa, yes, and the fact that he's listed behind Parker Hesse on the depth chart. And people were having a meltdown about that, and someone who wasn't having a meltdown about it was his dad, Epinesa. Who played for the Hawkeyes, who had a great post. I know Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com shared it, and it's basically gone viral among Hawkeye fans. But I think there's a lesson to be learned there in not only how AJ is dealing with his place on the depth chart at this point, but how his parents are dealing with it too, because this guy is a big-time recruit and could have had a big-time ego. But if you know the family and you know AJ, you know you could not get any further from from that discussion topic. There is no ego there. And he's going to be a great player. He's going to be very good. He was very good last year. He's going to be very good again this year. But Parker Hesse's a kid who has worked his butt off the last couple of years in this program and right now has that starting out. And they're not going to only have a couple defensive ends on the field. I mean, we're going to see A.J. Epenesa this fall.
They're both going to play a lot of football.
Exactly.
I think that the post by his dad was great, and there is a lesson to be learned there. But the people freaking out about it, I guess, don't understand the concept of a rotation and the concept that that is probably the deepest position on this team, and you have experience all across that defensive line, especially at the defensive end position, and there is this thing called rotation where you bring guys in. You bring them in different packages. You have them rush the passer if they're on third down. There are a lot of snaps during the course of the football game. They will find ways to get both of them on the field.
319-366-1600, the number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We will hear a little bit of what Reese Morgan and Seth Wallace had to say earlier today in Iowa City. And yesterday we mentioned Pro Day for several former Hawkeyes, including Akram Wadley. We're going to catch up with him in the 5 o'clock hour tonight to see if anything has changed as far as his draft stock. Draft talk continues to heat up around the NFL. A lot of speculation continuing to swirl over the Cleveland Browns and what they'll do with the first and fourth pick in the draft. And if you've listened to any of the national ESPN programming, you know that Odell Beckham Jr. may or may not be on borrowed time with the New York Giants. The owners seem to have differing opinions of whether or not he will be available and whether or not he's got a long-term or short-term future with the franchise. But I know especially Stephen A. Smith has been using that for fodder for the last couple days. It must be great to have a national program.
Absolutely.
Because you can just talk about the same subject over and over again every single day. And maybe some of you feel like we do that here. I try very hard not to do that, to take a topic and run it into the ground. And that being said, this is your 48-hour warning that you will hear a lot of Cubs talk for the next, 5 months here on this program. But we're going to get in just a couple minutes coming up at the bottom of the hour. Do you have – I take this to the extreme every year. I go top to bottom in the division. I've got my MVP. I've got my Cy Young Rookie of the Year. I even have my National League Manager of the Year. No, it's not Joe Maddon.
What is it? What is the opposite of taking it to the extreme?
Approaching virtually everything else in life the way that I do.
All right. Well, I'm approaching this –
This I took very seriously and take very seriously every year.
I got my 5 playoff teams. There's nothing that I dislike more than having to predict these because they change so much and we haven't even started, and a lot can change before the trade deadline.
These are hot takes.
These are locks.
These hot takes are so scorching that we've got, is it Firehouse number 5 down the street from us on Wilson Avenue? We've got them on call. They're going to dispatch a hook and ladder here. This is how flaming hot the 2018 National League predictions are going to be. But we invite you in. I know we've got a lot of Cubs and Cardinals fans, Brewers fans in the area. Cyclone Tim on the Hurtin and Stocker text line is a Cincinnati Reds fan. So we're going to be talking a lot, not just the NL Central coming up in a little bit, but we'll take a look at the East and West divisions. And then again, we're going to do the same thing tomorrow for the American League. This is sort of a couple day run up to opening day, which is Thursday. I'm very happy about this. It's a unified front this year. Every team opens on Thursday, as opposed to some of the things we've seen Major League Baseball do in the past. And we're going to get to the Marlins. I'm sure we'll see Marlins man when the Cubs are there at Marlins Park. I don't know whether we're going to see the home run sculpture or not. It's still there at the ballpark, but the Marlins played an exhibition game there. You know what I'm talking
about. Yes, that horrible thing out in left center field.
It's art, public art. There was a home run today during the Marlins game, and they did not activate the home run sculpture.
Okay.
So people are freaking out.
Is this what Derek Jeter's doing?
Everything.
Because I feel like it would be of Derek Jeter's doing.
Everything down there is Derek Jeter's doing.
Just he has firing
Burberry,
people for
he
the
has
sake
Burberry
of firing
carpeting
people.
In his office, and you have to take your shoes off when you come into his office. I read that. You're laughing. I read that in the ESPN the magazine profile piece, which finally showed up in my mailbox the other day. It was an older issue. I just got the new ESPN. People wonder why the post office is losing money and not profitable. I may or may not have mentioned this. They didn't deliver the mail on Saturday in my neighborhood because of the storm. It's the second time this winter that this has happened. So the mail shows up. Saturday's mail shows up Monday morning. And I went out and I got it because I figured, well, they're going to try to pull a fast one and deliver it Monday morning. But just on the off chance, when I got home last night, I thought, well, I'll take a peek in the mailbox. They also delivered mail in the afternoon. So there's a good look at why the post office may be struggling, as opposed to just delivering 2 days' worth of mail in one trip. They decided they would deliver Saturday's Monday morning and Monday's mail Monday night. But hey, I got my ESPN the magazine, I got my DeWitt Observer, and I'm ready to roll. What I don't have is an autographed 1988 Topps Jay Baller baseball card. Have you seen, did you Google the photo of the baseball card in question?
I did. And actually, I found it on your Twitter.
Does that
timeline.
Not scream Studio 54 to you?
That screams Big Baller to me. But there's good news, Todd. Josh and Ely has found an address where you can send Mr. Baller stuff.
Mr. Baller.
Mr. Baller stuff to get autographed and sent back to you.
People tuning in are going to think we're talking about LeVar Ball
right
now.
No, this guy's
we're talking about the original Big Baller. That's where my mind was at this morning when I got into the office. A 1988 Topps baseball card. I've been thinking about baseball cards a lot lately. I'm trying to get my collection organized so that when I eventually pass away, everything is going to go to my son. And my wife and my son are going to have no idea what half of this stuff is. And so I'm trying to get everything organized because I don't know why. It's not like I've got some sort of, you know, illness or anything, or I'm staring death down. Although when you've treated your body the way that I have for 37 going on 38 years, you feel like you are living on borrowed time from day to day. But I'm trying to get all of this stuff organized, and it's just a complete hassle. And yeah, among the items not in my personal collection, an obscure random Chicago Cubs pitcher by the name of Jay Baller, who made it somehow into the 1988 Topps baseball card set, even though he's one of the few players I don't remember from that time as a kid. He's in the Manny Trio, Vance Law. It was not a particularly bright era for the Cubs post-1984 and pre-1989, but his chain game was on point. 4:23, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we may have a surprise for you, depending on whether or not I did this right today. But I've been playing around and trying to spruce things up here. And so we may be coming out of break with something that will catch your attention. Or we may just come out of break the way that we normally do. Hairball tickets are on the way before 7 o'clock tonight as well. There's plenty of baseball discussion. Akram Wadley, Alex Halstead, and a whole lot more. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Back with more of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back. companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things, like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
425, welcome back in. Of course, we lead off. That was totally by coincidence with the Harry Carey. You know what he's talking about there? Cracker Jacks. Young Harry Carey.
I was
going to
guess Budweiser, but...
No, young Harry Carey had a
That
issue
was young Harry Carey?
Well, no, that was old Harry Carey.
I was going
to
say.
But he had an issue with Cracker Jacks, and needless to say, I don't think he ever forgot about it. But baseball season is right around the corner, and sprucing things up here just in time. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the... Is it a format change? The new show. Which isn't really all that new anymore. But I know this for a fact because when we were watching the first round NCAA tournament games last year, that's when Tyler told me, hey, there's probably a good chance that you and I are getting a divorce. It was amicable, but...
Yeah, we had the whole draft to split everything up.
Yeah, well...
Could you imagine if that, 50-50 that's
50-50 custody of... Of the segments on the programs, apparently.
We created the best idea for divorce lawyers ever. Just turn it into a draft. It'd be fun.
We did. You're talking about the guest draft,
yes.
Which still...
If you did that with all the assets,
I
could
believe,
you imagine
I think
how much
it
better
rankles
divorces would be?
Some of the listeners more than it did the people we were actually talking about at the time, but how Rob Howe went undrafted, I have no idea. We've made up for it by bringing him on to the program and paying him for his time, but... He was probably the highest-ranked undrafted free agent of all time until this year's draft, anyway. 427, Kyle has joined us in the studio. He's a busy guy. He was in Iowa City earlier today bringing back the what I'm sure will be the riveting audio of Rhys Morgan and Seth Wallace. These news conferences this time of year are never necessarily earth-shattering, but football is king. And Hawkeye football is certainly king in Eastern Iowa. We know that, so we'll let you hear from Rhys Morgan and Seth Wallace. More honors for Megan Gustafson and a whole lot more. Kyle's going to have it covered for you here on this Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Assistant Iowa football coaches Rhys Morgan and Seth Wallace spoke with members of the media today in Iowa City as spring football gets rolling. Morgan offered a couple notes, including that Chauncey Golston is moving from defensive end to defensive tackle and that the staff has agreed that an 8- or 10-man rotation on the line is the right move. Wallace also said he may consider a rotation at linebacker and that Christian Welch, Jack Hockaday, and Imani Jones are all in the mix at middle linebacker. Iowa State held its pro day today. Alan Lazard didn't do any athletic testing after he posted a good performance at the combine, but Joel Lanning was pleased with a 4.76 second 40-yard dash as well as 26 bench reps, which would have been fourth among linebackers in Indianapolis. He also revealed that the Raiders asked him about the possibility of playing fullback and says that he's open to whatever gives him an opportunity. Iowa's Megan Gustafson was named to her sixth All-American team today, being tabbed a second-teamer by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. The G League regular season's now over, and several guys relevant to basketball in the state had pretty good years. George Niang scored nearly 20 per game with 6 boards and 4 assists. Monte Morris posted 18 with 6 assists, and Naz Long put up 18 with 6 boards and 4 assists. Jared Utah finished with 16 points per game and 8 rebounds, and Abdel Nader and Marcus Page have both been called up to spend time with the Celtics and Hornets, respectively. A couple former Rough Riders have landed contracts in the NHL. Adam Gaudette played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15 and signed an entry-level contract with the Canucks. And Mitch Reinke played here from 2014 to 2016, and he signed a deal with the St. Louis Blues.
All right, baseball talk is on the way. We'll take a look at the 2018 National League predictions. The text line is abuzz, though, right now, because Bob Stoops was at the Hawkeye Football Complex earlier today.
Yeah, I saw that. Cool.
He's
yes.
Checking in
great.
On his alma mater, although I'm sure this is now going to get the conspiracy theorists
abuzz. Yeah, I know. What is the conspiracy here? How can you possibly...
Because when you spot somebody in a location, you can't just automatically assume that he's stopping by to visit an old friend in Kirk Ferentz. It's somehow he's going to be on the secret payroll, that he's going to be a secret advice. It's just, he's there.
Yeah.
There's no nefarious plan to make him some sort of Belichickian overlord of Iowa football or anything, but it is, it's always nice to see former guys come around, and now that Bob Stoops is retired, he's got plenty of time to do that. He was in Oklahoma the other day. I know that. I saw him on social media. From football to baseball, our predictions for the 2018 season, National League edition, up next.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life filter for $28.99. Or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
See, here's what's happening. ESPN's Jeff Goodman and Jeff Borzello report Louisville's agreed on a 7-year contract to make Xavier's Chris Mack its new basketball coach. Contract's worth about $4 million a year. Like the Cardinals, Pitt's got a new coach, hiring former Duke assistant Jeff Capel. During the last 7 seasons with the Blue Devils, Capel's established himself as one of the best recruiters in college basketball. One day after the Rams agreed on a 1-year contract with defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh, Coach Sean McVay lauded L.A.'s front office for exploring all avenues to upgrade the team. The Rams' defensive unit, with Sue and Defensive Player of the Year Aaron Donald, will wreak havoc on opposing offenses, explains ESPN's Tim Hasselbeck.
It's going to be brutal. I mean, the reality is normally you face one kind of, you know, dominant defensive lineman, whether it's an edge rusher, maybe somebody that's disruptive in the middle. But now you face two, and quite honestly, you can make an argument three with Michael Brockers there as well.
NFL owners voted unanimously to revise the catch rule. Most notable change, eliminating the requirement to maintain control of the ball throughout the process of going to the ground.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the 2-piece all white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and side substitution may apply.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Napa Know How.
Does your car pass the most scientific method of inspection ever, the smell test? If not, Napa has select cabin air filters for 25% off, which will help keep your car smelling great. Because after all, just because it's invisible to the eye doesn't mean it's invisible to the nose. Cabin air filters, now 25% off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/18.
Back
to the Todd Bromelcam Show right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
4:34, welcome back in, and we come back out of the break with some developing bad news for a Cedar Rapids Major League Baseball prospect. I'll let you take a second to guess whether it's Mitch Keller or A.J. Puck.
I'm guessing it's A.J. Puck.
It's the one who got shut down by the A's a week ago. You remember A.J. Puck, the former Cedar Rapids, Washington standout who went to Florida, was the sixth overall pick of the draft a couple years ago by the A's, their number one pitching prospect. The A's shut him down last week for what was originally termed a shoulder issue. Well, John Heyman of FanRag Sports, also seen on the MLB Network, is reporting that he may have a ligament issue in his left elbow, that is his pitching arm, and is said to be seeking a second opinion. So I said a couple weeks ago that felt pretty confident we were going to see A.J. Puck and Mitch Keller both make their major league debuts during the 2018 season. And if there's any smoke to this at all, I don't think you'll probably see A.J. Puck on a mound in the 2018 season, provided the second opinion comes back the way that it normally does in these instances. It's usually when it gets to this point, it's not good. So an unfortunate situation, especially for AJ and AJ's family, who the family members who are still here in the area, and that just stinks. You guys listen to the program, and you will remember last year that I was legitimately disappointed when Alex Reyes had to undergo Tommy John surgery, just because even though he's a Cardinal, he's an immensely talented prospect, and I love seeing great baseball players, great young baseball players, and this one hits a little bit close to home here. So hopefully, fingers crossed, John Heyman maybe has some bad information here. He usually does not, however. So we'll keep our eyes on Oakland and what happens with A.J. Puck moving forward. It's an unfortunate segue also into our baseball predictions. The 2018 season will be upon us on Thursday. Very excited about that. We're going to take a look at the AL tomorrow, but we'll do a dive here in the National League today. You're welcome to join in as well on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. And speaking of Hertin and Stocker, happy to report that they are once again back on board for the Cubs Report, which will air twice a week here on KGYM. So we'll keep you covered when it comes to the Cubs. Baseball fans, Twins fans, we've got you covered on 107.5 FM all summer long. Jose Berríos looking very good in his final spring tune-up today. But Alex, let's just go ahead and start with the Central, because I think that's the division most people are concerned about here. And if there's enough time, we'll get to the East and the West and then postseason awards and whatnot. But I told you I go a little overboard on this every year. I've got the division finishes written out here. Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Give me the bad news first.
Well, I don't have the Cardinals winning the division.
Okay.
But the good news is I do have St. Louis finishing second. Now, this is a bad news sandwich. Bad news, good news, bad news. Bad news is I don't have them winning one of the wild cards. But I do have the Cubs winning the Central again this year. I just think with the addition of Yu Darvish, and the only thing that worries me, I think the bullpen is better. The only thing that worries me is they have zero, if you take Mike Montgomery out of the equation, in my opinion, starting pitching depth. So if anything happens to one of these starting pitchers, the starting five, you've got Mike Montgomery and then precious little else. But I've got the Cubs winning the division. No wild card coming out of the Central, but I see St. Louis holding off Milwaukee. I know a lot of people are all in on Milwaukee. I don't think the Brewers did enough with it with their pitching staff this offseason. I know they went out and they got Christian Yelich and they got Lorenzo Cain and they sort of overhauled the offensive side of things. They didn't get Jake Arrieta. They didn't get Alex Cobb. They didn't get some of the arms that were out there. So I've got them, and it may come as a surprise to some people, I have Cincinnati finishing ahead of Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is going to challenge Miami and San Diego for the worst record in the National League this year.
The Cubs are interesting to me because you can look at them from two perspectives. You can look at them from the NL Central perspective and say that they're the best team in the NL Central. And I don't look at the Cardinals or the Cubs right now as ready to contend with them. And talking about their pitching staff, I'm glad you bring them up because you can look at them and say they have the best pitching staff in the NL Central, pitching rotation in the NL Central, and it's not even close. And I agree with that. My question is, do they have that top of the rotation ace, that stopper, that consistent guy at the top of the rotation that you can rely on every 5 days to get you out of slumps? Yu Darvish has had some injury issues. John Lester's coming off of a bad season. Kyle Hendricks, he's not your prototypical number one. They have four good starters. I think they have four number two or number three guys at the top of the rotation. And that'll be enough to get past the NL, get to win the NL Central. But I kind of look at them. They want to get back to the NLCS. They want to get back to the World Series. They want to win the World Series. Will it be enough? I'm not going to spoil anything yet, but I have the Cubs winning the NL Central, and I have the Brewers taking one of the wild card spots.
1249 on the Hurtin and Starker text line wants my thoughts on Tyler Chatwood. He's a former Cedar Rapids Colonel, and as far as number five starters go, I think a pretty darn good one. The Cubs went out and got him on a very nice, affordable, long-term deal this offseason. It was one of the first signings of the offseason. And you take him, he's a ground ball pitcher, you take him out of Colorado where, of course, things tend to skew towards hitters. Ground ball pitchers at Wrigley Field, especially at the back end of your bullpen or back end of your rotation, I think he's a great fit there. I don't, he's not going to win the Cy Young Award, and he's probably not going to win more than 11 or 12 games for you. I mean, that'd be a pretty darn good season out of a number five starter, but I think as far as additions go, I like having him as the number five this year, certainly over the previous season where you're talking about a guy like John Lackey. So you and I, we agree on the Cubs in the National League Central. East or West, which division is more interesting? Because I can tell you right now, I think the West is going to be highly competitive this year. Maybe not necessarily for the top spot.
Not for the top spot. There will be three good teams in the NL West and the NL East. That's as bad of a race as we're gonna see, is it not?
I have one wild card coming out of each division. So in the West, spoiler alert, I've got the Dodgers winning. I think you take a look at what they've got coming back this year, and they're head and shoulders above everybody else. The other thing about the Dodgers is they've got a lot of young pitching coming up in the minor leagues. And I'm not just talking about Walker Buehler, who we'll see at some point this season, probably pitching out of the bullpen for them. But they've got enough starting pitching depth where they're going to be able to weather an injury to anybody not named Clayton Kershaw. I've got Arizona finishing second in the division ahead of Colorado. San Francisco fourth. They made a bunch of I know the Giants made a bunch of deals this offseason, but they're older players on the back ends of their career. I don't necessarily see that getting it done. And Madison Bumgarner is going to start the year on the shelf most likely. And then the Padres. I think the Padres could be one of the best fifth place teams in baseball, at least one of the more interesting teams, because they've got a lot of young talent that we may see at some point coming up. But Arizona, they put the humidor in at Chase Field this year. I think you're going to see guys like Taiwan Walker, Patrick Corbin, Zach Godley. Zach Godley, who was a former Cubs pitcher. I won't call him Cubs pitching prospect, but they gave up Godley, I think, in the Miguel Montero deal. And he's put up very good numbers since joining Arizona. So I've got LA and then Arizona taking a wild card.
How have the Dodgers done this? How have they? You look at these organizations, and I'll just use the Cubs as an example. Through their rebuild, they went one direction. They went with the young bats. And their farm system is really lacking pitching depth. How have the Dodgers loaded up, had a really high-paying paid roster, low draft picks, and you're telling me, Todd, that they've loaded up on not only hitting prospects, but pitching prospects as well?
They've got that Guggenheim money, and they've done very well. Walker Buehler's a guy who they got out of Vanderbilt who had some health risks, so he fell to them, and They've taken some other players, a guy by the name of Mitchell White, who was a second or third round pick for them a couple years ago, who's on the verge of breaking through. Dustin May is still probably a year and a half away, but he was a high school kid who draws some Noah Syndergaard comparisons, at least as far as being from Texas and his build and whatnot. So the Dodgers have done a good mix of spending money and drafting and developing talent. They're one of the best teams in baseball when it comes to that.
Which is why I have them winning the NL West, and I have the Diamondbacks as my first wild card.
Okay, so we are kind of in agreement on two of the three, at least at this point. So in the East, let's just assume we're also in agreement that the Washington Nationals are the leader in the clubhouse right now in that division. Great pitching staff, and then everybody else in that division, they have their flaws, but I think one team to keep an eye on and a team that could surprise some people this year, the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm going to throw a dart and say that the Phillies claim the second National League wild card.
I thought you were heading the direction of the Atlanta Braves there for a second.
I bumped Atlanta down to fourth place. It's going to be Atlanta or Philadelphia. I think one of those two teams will finish ahead of the Mets. Atlanta, I just couldn't pull the trigger on the Braves. And the Phillies went out, made some deals this offseason, and got the late addition of Jake Arrieta to solidify that rotation. I'll throw a dart. Why not?
So I have to follow this question up, because I think that these two teams are somewhere in the same boat where they were competing a couple years ago. Injuries and age have caught up to them. Better chance for a bounce-back season, the New York Mets or the San Francisco Giants?
I'm going to go with the Mets because of the starting pitching, although, again, I don't know how many innings you're going to get out of Noah Syndergaard. I don't know whether Steven Matz is going to be able to hold up. Matt Harvey is not the Dark Knight, and Seth Lugo is probably not a rotation piece, although he's going to open the year. I am a big fan of Mickey Callaway, their manager, who used to be the pitching coach of the Cleveland Indians, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how he does this year as a first-year manager, and sometimes pitching coaches struggle making that transition to the managerial role, Bud Black being one of the exceptions that comes to mind. A Miami dead last in the division, I don't think there's any argument about that.
Are we moving on to playoff series?
Yeah, we can. We can run it down here. I had Washington finishing with the best record, and they wind up taking on and beating Philadelphia, which will beat Arizona in the one-game wild card playoff. I have the okay. You people can take a deep breath here because you're going to want to exhale a giant groan. I have the Cubs beating the Dodgers in a divisional series. And then I have Washington beating Chicago to clinch the pennant. The Cubs coming up short again this year, and then we can have an offseason of people complaining about Joe Maddon and wanting him fired.
I'll go Dodgers-Yankees, and I'll pick the Dodgers to win. I didn't go as far as to the extent of breaking things down as you did.
We spoiler alerted tomorrow's American League breakdown. You've got the Yankees winning the AL tomorrow, which is fine. That's good.
Spoiler alert.
National League MVP.
Ooh. I will say Bryce Harper heading into a contract season.
I definitely like the way that you're thinking there. And I'm going to go, if you listen to the program, you know I still have just a little bit of that degenerate blood running through my veins. I looked at the odds earlier today. I can't take Chris Bryant at 4-1. Nolan Arenado's a consensus favorite as well, although with Colorado finishing third in the West in my predictions, I don't think he's in the mix. 15-1, I think there's money to be made. Corey Seager of the Dodgers, who was a little dinged up last year, I think he can come back and have a major year. If the Dodgers are indeed the best team in the National League this year, some people think they could be, and Corey Seager is going to do some major damage in that lineup along with Cody Bellinger and the like.
He was like the least talked about player in Major League Baseball last year.
Because he was overshadowed by Bellinger.
Exactly. I mean, he still had a top 10 MVP caliber season, and like you said, he was dinged up. he is a really good player. And I look at him as, I say the same thing about Jose Abreu with the Chicago White Sox, a very overlooked player. But the difference is Corey Seager is on one of the best teams in baseball and in a major market. So there's not that excuse as to why he's overlooked, except for the fact that Cody Bellinger in his rookie season overshadowed everybody.
Clayton Kershaw or the field for the Cy Young and the NL this year?
Oh,
I have major concerns about Clayton Kershaw and his back holding up at this point.
I'll say the field.
I went with Max Scherzer. I think that's low-hanging fruit, but it's pretty tasty fruit if you're a baseball fan, especially if you root for the Nationals. Rookie of the year. Pick a Cardinals devil magic play. No.
I'm going to go with, let's see, rookie of the year, Cardinals. I don't have one.
Everybody,
you know the prospects better
everybody
than I
thinks
do.
It's going to be Ronald Acuna of the Atlanta Braves, who we should see at some point in mid to late April once they've figured out just exactly when his service time clock can start and they can get the extra year of eligibility. Don't have to be worried about that 163rd game. So you've got to err on the side of caution there. Ronald Acuna is a very special talent and a guy that I think people are going to be talking about for a good many years to come. So I'll give him the nod. I'm trying to think of some other prospects.
I was going to say, is there any other prospect that will start the season in the major leagues in a starting spot that will have a chance? Or is this going to be someone like Acuna who's going to come up either at the end of April or early May and have to make the case for themselves?
I think he's the leader in the clubhouse, even though he's going to start the year in the clubhouse of the Gwinnett Stripers in the International
League.
Needs
some more seasoning, Todd.
Manager of the year, needs more seasoning. It's such ridiculous. I don't even want to get into it. If the Phillies win one of the wild cards, which I have envisioned them doing, then you have to give the nod to Gabe Kapler. Not Gabe Kaplan of Welcome Back Cotter fame, but Gabe Kapler, who at one point in time in his career retired as a player, managed in the Boston Red Sox organization, and then unretired and came back to Major League Baseball the next year. Pretty impressive guy, and also the guy who gave me the idea to swish the ice cream and different foods around in my mouth before spitting it out.
I've tried that. It doesn't work out.
Gabe Kapler loves ice cream, but he's a fitness buff, and so he would put the ice cream in his mouth, let it melt, and then spit it into a cup as if it were Skol.
I'm going to go along the same lines as you. I have a team jumping up and surprising people, and that would be the Milwaukee Brewers, so I'll go with Craig Counsell.
Okay, I think that this is a pivotal year for Milwaukee, and I could see it going one way or the other. Again, I don't think they added enough pitching, and if they get to the All-Star break and they realize that they're a little lopsided, maybe they start trading off some pieces and looking at trying to build for the 2019 season. So there you have it, our National League predictions for the 2018 baseball season, which begins in earnest on Thursday. Everybody opens on Thursday this year. Very excited about that. We both have the Cubs winning the division. I've got them falling short in the National League Championship Series to the Nationals. And mark my words, if that happens, you'll have a long line of people talking about whether or not Joe Maddon needs to go, just as the Chicago Blackhawks fans are having the uncomfortable discussion of whether or not Joel Quenneville deserves another season at the helm, despite the fact that the Blackhawks missed the playoffs this year. I think no matter what happens with the Cubs this year, having that discussion about Joe Maddon would be pretty idiotic, but stranger things have happened. So we'll take a look at the American League tomorrow on the program, and we may revisit some of this coming up before 7 o'clock tonight as well. Akram Wadley is going to join us in just a few minutes, the former Hawkeye running back, fresh off competing at Iowa's Pro. It wasn't really competing. Performing? Exhibitioning?
Working out?
Exhibiting himself like an animal at the zoo in front of... I don't know. The pro day idea is pretty creepy to me, but he was there yesterday in Iowa City, and we'll find out a little bit about his draft preparations coming up in a few minutes. Alex Halstead will kick off hour number 3, Iowa State's Pro Day in Ames earlier today. Another big board update on the way when we return after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids, and Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
Back to the Todd Bromelcam Show, right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
Ah, you guys aren't that lucky. A couple minutes in front of 5 o'clock, and we'll send things over to Kyle. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Assistant Iowa football coaches Reese Morgan and Seth Wallace spoke with members of the media today in Iowa City as spring football gets rolling. Morgan offered a couple notes, including that Chauncey Golston is moving from defensive end to defensive tackle, and that the staff has agreed that an 8- or 10-man rotation on the line is the right move. Wallace also said he may consider a rotation at linebacker, and that Christian Welch, Jack Hockaday, and Imani Jones are all in the mix at middle linebacker. Iowa State held its pro day today. Alan Lazard didn't do any athletic testing after he posted a good performance at the combine, but Joel Lanning was pleased with a 4.76 second 40-yard dash, as well as 26 bench reps, which would have been fourth among linebackers at the combine. He also revealed that the Raiders asked him about the possibility of playing fullback and says he's open to whatever gives him an opportunity. Megan Gustafson was named to her 6th All-American team today, being tabbed a second-teamer by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. Cedar Rapids Washington product A.J. Puck is the top prospect in the Oakland A's farm system and the 32nd best prospect in baseball, but last week he was shut down by the team for what was initially thought to be a minor case of tendonitis. However, John Heyman is reporting this afternoon that there is growing concern that he may have a more legitimate ligament issue in his pitching elbow. Nothing official has been announced, but Puck is reportedly seeing doctors. A couple former Rough Riders have landed contracts in the NHL. Adam Gaudette played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15. He signed an entry-level contract with the Canucks, and Mitch Reinke played here from 2014-16, and he signed a deal with the St. Louis Blues.
Chad on Twitter is very upset that I picked Philadelphia over St. Louis. He had to pull his car over. Are you smoking grass? Philly wildcard. That's rich. Look, I could buy Street and Smith or Sporting News and just open the magazine up and read everybody else's predictions. Where's the fun in that? Everybody has virtually the same predictions at this point. I'm trying to search through the weeds here and figure out a team that could come out of nowhere, and I think this year it could be Philadelphia. But you go out and buy a Miles Michaelis jersey and get back to me. That'll do it for hour number one. Akram Wadley joins us next.